Hello.
Hello, guys.
We are back. God damn, it's been a minute.
Been very long. A few problems, a few with audio and then us not being able to record.
We've been busy, and as a result, we've neglected the podcast a little bit, but nevertheless, here we are recording another one, a new episode.
Yes, sir.
And I'm excited for it. I'm happy to be here. How are you, Connor?
I'm good. We are actually at the same place together.
Yes,
we're recording,
sir.
Together.
Not, we are recording in person, yeah, not online.
Not remotely. And yeah, I'm good. Just had a chill morning waking up, and now we're going to record a podcast.
Yeah, man. So we in Paris.
Yes, sir.
Jet set life. No.
I mean, yeah, it was a bit short notice. I think you wanted to go to Paris, and then I said, yeah, I'm down. And here we are.
Here we are. Bro, my flight to Paris. You asked me when I arrived how the flight was, and I said it was good.
Yeah.
I lied.
Oh.
The flight was horrible.
Really?
I'm in this flight. Whole day was good. I went to work. You know, I slept a full 8 hours the night before. I had dinner before I left to the airport. I drank water and all. And then I'm sitting in this plane. We take off. All good. No problem. And I'm in like row 15 of a total of like 30 rows in this plane. And at one point, I'm like not feeling too well.
Okay.
So I'm sitting on the window seat. So I ask this little girl sitting next to me, can I please get out?
Yeah.
So she and her dad get up. And I get off. I get out of the seat. And I start walking down the aisle to the back of the plane to the bathroom. At this point, I'm getting really, really hot. Like, I'm really warm. And I'm like, okay, let me go to the bathroom. It's always a little cooler there. Get my space. At row 27 of 30. I pass out.
No, you didn't.
Bro, straight like knocked out, like no longer conscious.
What,
like,
you fell to the floor,
bro,
everything?
I didn't fall. That was also the crazy thing because, you know, my legs are machines. They're like cannons. They're super strong. So like when I lost consciousness, I basically just doubled down, but I was still had both of my feet on the floor.
How?
And I just kind of went like a deep squat position. I was like hanging over.
That
like,
is so funny.
I was hanging over my knees, and then I wake up to the guy that basically I fell over right next to. He was like kind of shaking my shoulder like, yo, are you good? And then like a few seconds after I pass out, I regain consciousness. Like, it always happens really quickly, and I'm back again in a few seconds. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even realize I had passed out. And I just like get up, and I keep going to the bathroom, close the bathroom, and I'm like sitting on like the toilet, and I'm just like, whew, like breathing, like enjoying the cold air. I throw up
a few
times, and I'm like, god damn. As soon as I threw up, then I was feeling better. Stewardesses are like, yo, are you okay? I'm like, all good. And I get out, and then shout out to the Lufthansa cabin crew, man. They were so like helpful and kind. But I stayed in the last row. They gave me like some cola and stuff, and like some wet towels, and I was like sweating buckets, bro, at this point. I'm just like, god damn, like, bro, I just passed out. I passed out. They asked me like, yo, did you sleep? Did you have dinner? Like, did you drink? I'm like, nah, like, all good. Like, no, I'm normal. Just like, sometimes this happens when I go to concerts and I have like claustrophobia. But in the plane, I've had situations in the plane where I'd get sick or I'd feel a little nauseous, but never did I pass out or like, throw up. But yeah, then I sat back down in my seat and finished the flight, and it was all good again. But crazy stuff.
I can't lie about that story. I did find funny. Like, I expected you to like fall over. But the fact you're like in a squat position.
Bro, for real.
I'm picturing it. It's quite funny.
Man. All, but like every time I pass out, I like I just like I stand on my feet, but I like double over. I never like fall down like in the movies, you know, like a big flump, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, probably people see that and they don't, because you didn't fall over properly. They don't, they maybe even think you didn't actually pass out. You're just being weird.
Afterwards, I went to the guy that I like passed out right next to. I was like, yo, my bad, like, I'm sorry. He's like, are you okay? I was like, yo, good, man. Thank you. So everyone was super nice, but it's never fun with your consciousness. And you never realize it until, like, afterwards you're like, wait, what just happened in that?
It happened, like, I think twice to me while training. So I pushed myself too hard in training, and, like, but I, like, I didn't sleep enough the day before, and then I was, like, late, and I didn't eat enough. So, like, I didn't prepare well enough for training, and then I trained really hard, and then now when it happens to me, I go a bit slower. But in the past, like, I used to push quite hard, so even when I start doing the exercise and my eyes start going dark and like darker and darker, I'd just be like, yeah, it'll pass in a second.
Oh my God.
And sometimes it does, but two times throughout my life now it hasn't. And apparently I just fucking fall over. I'm mid-set, just fall over.
Damn.
And luckily my trainer could catch me both times. But yeah, it's
a scary thing.
When I wake up and everyone's like around me,
yeah,
I'm like, I'm so embarrassed.
Bro, that's what I told the stewardesses. Oh, they're like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, like I'm feeling totally fine again. I just like, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah,
like,
bro, it's all this.
And she was like, no, it's okay. Like you can't do anything about it. And I was like, yeah, I know that, but nevertheless.
It's so embarrassing, yeah.
But yeah, moving on, man.
Yeah, no, my...
otherwise, life has been good.
Yeah, my travel was not as eventful as yours, but you know, I don't mind kids. I really don't.
Okay.
But there was a kid on my train literally screaming the whole time. Oh. And I was like, fine, because I had my headphones in. I think if I didn't, I would be so pissed off. And you know what pissed me off a bit?
Tell me.
The parent wasn't taking... like, I feel like from what my mother told me and what I like see other people do is like when your kid just doesn't stop screaming, you're taking like to the middle part of a train where there's not everyone seated and stuff, like, you know, like the, if you walk through a train where they're connected, the each of the wagon, it's like no one's seated there and you have like doors to each wagon. So the sound there is like, you can, if a baby was screaming there, you wouldn't hear it as much because the doors are closed and everything. As a parent, I thought like maybe you take your kid there if it's like constant and try to calm it down.
This parent just didn't give a fuck.
Just let it sit there. And I felt like it just never stopped screaming. And like, who knows? Maybe the kid was sick and uncomfortable. Like, it can't stop screaming. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to like...
But say, how old was this kid?
Like, it was still... it was young. Like, it was like towards a baby. So I'm like saying it's tough. Like, sometimes if it's like... if it's, for example, got a fever, no matter how much you do, like, it will keep screaming. But like, maybe remove... get yourself in a position where it's like,
I think a screaming baby, as soon as you get on a flight or a train to travel to wherever and you hear a screaming baby, it's like, oh, okay,
here, like, we go. I'm trying not to it's annoying, but I'm like, I can understand. It's like, it's a tough situation.
You know what was also interesting? When I flew to Ibiza, I was in Ibiza for a weekend a few weeks ago, and when you get to the gate and you look at the people that are flying to Ibiza, like the type of people, it's always kind of funny.
Yeah, why?
Well, because you've always got like, you know, you've got like your bachelors, that group of like six men all together just going for a weekend to Ibiza. Then you've got like girls that are obviously being flown out and stuff, like just simply judged by the way they're dressed or whatever. And then you've got, or you've got like super rich families with like a nanny. Traveling with a nanny and stuff, going to their villa or something. It's like, I pull up with older brother and we're like, oh damn, okay, like, it's kind of interesting to see what type of people be traveling to Ibiza.
No,
in that moment I wasn't happy to be part of them, but
yeah, it's Ibiza and Mallorca is like, they got loads of different people going along. Mallorca also has loads of, like, when I flew when we went for the same trip,
we were also in Mallorca.
You get like loads of these football teams.
Oh yeah.
Like as a end of a season trip, like football teams, a lot of times when they're like older, they do like these end of season trips.
Oh, I didn't know.
And they go to like Mallorca and Balaman, and they all wear their football shirts or like some sort of like branded team shirt. And it's like, you know, it's like these German guys just going to Balaman. It's like, if you don't know what that is, it's like this street or a couple of streets in Mallorca, which is just, it's basically ratchet. It's just like just these partying. Big rooms of loads of beer and people get absolutely wasted, and you just know they're like literally heading straight there for a week, getting absolutely hammered, and then gonna come back.
They're not even going for like a training camp. They're just like, the
only thing they're training is their liver.
but nevertheless, they travel with their soccer jerseys.
It's like we're a group. Like they they got bucket hats on and slides already before they even left the country. Yeah. So
Hey, but Mallorca was fun as well. That was cool. We went with a group of like, what, 8-9 people?
8 people, yeah.
And some of these people we hadn't like met before, or I haven't met some of the people before this trip. So I was curious to see how the dynamic would be, because whenever you go on a vacation with like a group of people, like a group of friends, oftentimes there is a little bit of drama, right? A little bit of arguments here and there. Some people start crying or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this trip was quite okay.
When people cry on trips, I just find it funny. Like, I can't lie. When people, like, you know, when on trips like this, issues get blown out of proportion for some reason because you're like in your own little bubble.
Yeah.
And when people start crying about that stuff, I'm like, bro, like, open your eyes, grow up. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Like, I just think like, man, goddamn, I came here for a nice vacation with my friends and now people are crying. Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
It's like, honestly, I remember the times where I was like, I turned around, I was like, oh, I can't be bothered with this shit. Yeah. Like, I'll just sit somewhere until it's over.
But...
yeah, carry
on. But it was okay. I mean, we didn't have too many altercations. Of course, there were a few here and there.
I mean, if you're in a week with eight people, there's going to be some... like, it's the same, I think... people who go, say they went on family trips and there wasn't like a dinner with a fight or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just happens. You have like sometimes stuff happens. Like, you have discussions. And same with a group of eight people, something
like that. But like, here's the thing with me. I hate fighting. Like, I'll try my best to avoid an argument. Mm. Like, if somebody says something that I don't agree with, oftentimes, I just kind of like don't say anything. Mm. Just because like, I don't want to get into that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
depends.
I just
on the
let
person.
It pass. Like, you got your opinion. You're not gonna care what I have to say about it. I don't agree with it. Like, I'm not even gonna bother.
Mm.
But lately, I've gotten a bit more like confrontational. Like, I'm ready to kind of like dive into a little bit of an argument.
But
and like speak my mind.
I
don't know if I prefer it though. I don't know if I prefer it.
I think it's a slippery slope because you can.
It can escalate.
It can escalate, and I've seen myself sometimes when I argue, it's just, you can end up arguing for the sake of arguing.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then it's just like, you lose kind of logic, and like, it's just, there's no point in it really, and it's just, you're escalating the situation because you, like, subconsciously, you just want to argue your point.
Yeah, it's like you're having fun with it.
Yeah, and it's just annoying, but I think arguing to a certain degree is also good because... I've had it loads of times where, like, with my dad, I'll sit down or something and I'll make a statement and he starts arguing with me. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, that was stupid by me, what I said. No, like, I think sometimes arguing is good to check certain things people say because you can be wrong. Like, not wrong, but, like, there can be another side to the story.
Yeah, no, I think it's great to, like, kind of exchange opinions on certain matters and kind of see what the other person has to say and then hopefully as well come to a point where both parties are able to agree on one thing.
Mm. And but even if not, it's just, I think it's, at least you argued out and you know there's a different opinion, even if you don't agree with it, like, you still kind of, like, open your eyes to, like, maybe there is more to what I thought.
Yeah. Well, because some people, they, like, they'll have their opinion on something and... like, that's it.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else, nah. This, my opinion is the truth.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, I've been in moments where, like, I'd be, like, arguing with, like, somebody or a group of people on something, and then it turns from, like, a rational conversation to then getting, like, emotional, and then, like, people start to get personal and stuff.
Well, that,
and then, like, it's too much.
That, did like, that happen on Mallorca? That one night? I wasn't there. I came a bit later, but I heard...
It's like the characters of people started getting attacked, and I was like, okay, let's not escalate to this point. Like, let's stay on the topic of the argument. We don't gotta make it personal.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, like, I had a great time. It was a great week.
Mm.
It was great seeing all these people.
Yeah, no, I think it gelled quite well. It was activation. Like, we still did stuff.
Should we list some of the stuff that we did? But we went jet skiing. It was my first time.
Same for me.
That was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
Going 70 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, the water was really...
some glassy waters.
Yeah. And then horseback riding.
Damn.
Which was...
exhausting.
I think...
newfound respect for horseback riding.
Yeah, definitely. But I think if we would have done it a bit differently, probably a bit more prep... and maybe just a private group, and then they could kind of like see how good we are, and they
They took like 10 minutes just to give us some tips on how to ride the horses, would have helped a lot.
Yeah.
Went with short pants.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking. Like, I've ridden horses before when I was younger, I knew a bit, and like, I knew, like, don't wear short shorts because it just, like, or shorts in general, because you'll just fuck up your legs.
But to be fair, it was a hot day.
Yeah, but and I wasn't thinking. I just stepped out. I was wearing shorts, and then I stepped out, and then I was like, oh, fuck.
Mm.
And then my legs were like, because I was trying to ride properly, so I was trying to apply pressure with my legs, like, to
gotcha.
Kind of control the horse.
Yeah.
But that meant I was like bruising my inner thighs and shit. So I was like, oh, that hurts.
And we were doing it for a long time. We were on these horses for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, it was cool. The scenery was cool.
Yeah.
It was quite fun.
Bro, but riding those horses, like, I felt unsafe at times. Bro, we went on this rocky trail. We were going downhill. Hella big rocks everywhere. So yeah, there's no like solid footing.
Yeah.
And then my horse, like, you know when your ankle rolls out?
Mm-hmm.
Like that happened to my horse.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of a drop.
Yeah.
On this like super narrow downhill rocky path. And mm-hmm, I was like, oh my God, bro. Like, I don't want to fall on this yeah horse. And like, oh.
But it's crazy. These horses were so robust.
That's true.
Like, other horses, like depending on what they're trained for and what kind of breed they are, bro, they'd break a leg. They'd literally break a leg doing that. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's they were really tough and used to it. So like the drop, like they could easily handle it. But yeah, one of our friends, one of the guys who was there, bro, he was literally the moment he sat on the horse, his face just dropped and you could see pure panic.
Bro, we hadn't even left the gate and he like kept pulling on the horse and the horse was like walking backwards and he was like, what's going on? And we're like, stop pulling on the horse.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
Bro, his horse was kind of like just stomping with his legs and he looked at me, he's like, why is he doing that? Tell me, why is he doing that?
No, but I have to say as well, like when we were going up to these horses, like there was like, I wasn't scared, but you had like a little bit of a respect for these like big creatures.
Well, they're big animals. Yeah. They're way stronger than you. Yeah. If they want to, they'll run you over and that's you can't crazy do nothing about it.
But then why do you think they allow us to ride them?
Well, they're an obedient kind of like animal to
I guess degree. If you feed them and stuff.
Yeah, you can train them the same like a dog or like a big dog, but doesn't have to listen to
what
you.
What is it about other animals that won't let you ride them? Like a bull, for example, doesn't let it ride you.
I don't know. I think it's also like, it's probably there's probably many reasons.
Yeah.
One, you train them from like a young age, like they've been born and that's all the only way.
I suppose. Like, life this is the way of life.
And maybe it's also just like some animals are more easy to create an obedience with. Like they're more inclined to have someone kind of like,
I suppose.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know. Maybe there must be a reason, but I don't know it. Yeah. So. But yeah, other than that, Mallorca was good. It's really funny how the group gelled. I went in with a lot of skepticism, like probably even more than you.
What were you worried about?
Just people, that me not getting along with certain people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too, though. Me
yeah.
Too. But it ended up being okay.
Yeah, it was a funny trip. Funny, yeah. Funny trip.
Otherwise, what else has been new?
What else has been new? I think have we talked about our internships before on this?
I think so.
Yeah,
we have. I mean, we're both working now in these internships that are requiring some overtime hours here and there, which honestly, like, I have no problem working long hours. That's not a problem. But like the quality of work matters in that point.
Yeah.
But so far it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's an internship, so
yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, so I'm really happy with mine. I think it's a good step for me, right direction. And but it's also coming to an end already now. I've got this month and next month left. And then I'm gone. So it's 2 months, and 2 months go by quicker than you think.
So you're done in September, end of September?
End of September,
I'm done end of November.
Yeah.
That's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's a bit for you.
Yeah.
And then I'm going back to uni, so
nice.
That's crazy,
man. Life, we're growing up, bro. Life's going fast. Life's going by fast. Like, people be asking me already, what you trying to do after your bachelor? Like, are you gonna work full time at your internship place? And I'm like, yo, I'm not ready to work full time. Like, I still enjoy being a student. I'm not ready to give that up yet. So I'm gonna just do a master's as well. Like,
yeah.
I mean, which also, like, there are also like strategic reason for why I want to do a master's, but also I'm just not ready to start working full time.
I think it's for me, it's not like working full time. I just want to try to go in the right direction as much as possible.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
You can't fully say like this is going to be the right thing for you ahead of time, but like kind of try and figure out as best as possible.
I mean, as long as you're doing something that like will bring you forward.
Yeah, yeah. That's the idea.
Yeah.
So like do finish my degree, do more internships, maybe do a master's and
but stuff it's so like that. It's so interesting as well. Whenever you like graduate from high school or from university, everyone that you like went to high school or university with was on the same path as you for however many years. 12 years or 4 years, 3 years. And then once you graduate, everyone kind of goes in separate directions. And it's so interesting to see what direction everybody goes in. Like when I look back at like my university class, we also have to write our thesis and everything and maybe conduct some internships, but all our classes are over. So now everyone's a little bit more flexible as to when they do what. And so you've got like some people like me that decided to do an internship over the summer for 6 months or whatever, or we'll start in September and are like working the internship. You got other people that decided to write their thesis throughout the summer and then directly go into a master. And you also got other people that are spending their summers in Saint-Tropez, like partying and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see as well, like just how different everybody is and like where their priorities or values lie.
Yeah.
What their goals are, what their outlook on life is. Like everybody's really living a different life than what you are. Like everybody's experience of life is different than what yours is, and the point of view that people have, the opinions that people have, like when you look at it from like a third person point of view, you look at life, it's kind of weird. Like sometimes this might sound weird, but like if I'm I'm sitting in this room with you right now, and I try and imagine how it would look like if I was watching from like a video camera in the corner of the room. Like how would that look like, you and me? What are we doing? You know, like what would the third person be saying, looking down at our life?
But
I'd say those are some two handsome motherfuckers.
But it is a weird, like it is a bit weird because school and then also university is like a place where you are put together in a group of loads of people who all do the same thing for a long extended period of time. But at the same time, like everyone has their own life. This idea of like we're sat here in this room right now, and then like a floor above us, there's another person living their own life, no clue about what we're doing their own thing. We don't know what they're doing, and this like carries on. Everyone is like, I think sometimes if I think too deeply about it, like late at night, I'm like, that fucks up my brain.
For sure. it's a complex, like it's a crazy way to view the world. Like everyone's so we're all so similar in the sense that we're all humans, same species, and you know we're all meant to like reproduce, and whatever. But like, how individual we can be.
Yeah, and the thing is like that's how it is. Everyone like in this street where we're at now, like everyone's doing their own stuff. You don't know what they're doing. Yeah. They don't know what we're doing. But in school, you're kind of put together for a lot of hours every day doing the same stuff, so you kind of know these people quite well, and it's a big group you know quite well, and then suddenly that kind of like just everyone gets dispersed again and goes off and lives normally again in a sense. It's like everyone does their own shit.
What's like I find the most surprising aspect of that is when you do end up all going in your different directions, how much you realize how little you were friends with certain people, simply because it was like convenient and you saw them every day. But after that changes and you all go in your different directions, you realize that your priorities are completely different, and like your goals and values and stuff, and then you kind of like drift apart a little bit.
And like everyone like has their own idea of life, and that just doesn't match with everyone else.
Exactly.
Not in a negative or positive way. It's just how it is.
It's just how it is.
I mean, in school, like people, I always like. Everyone, there's so many people always going like, yeah, I'll stay friends with all this person, this person, this person. I'm like, no, you won't. Yeah. Like, it just won't happen that you're going to be friends with that many people.
That's
from
true.
Because exactly what you said, it's friendship or acquaintances by convenience, because you're in the same place doing the same stuff. So it's kind of like, okay, it's convenient to, if you kind of get along, we'll do stuff together.
Yeah.
The moment you want to work in that area or they want to live in that city and whatever, you're not close enough to make it work. Like,
yeah, that's true. It's unfortunate because even like when I look back at like my class from university, I stay in touch with probably like three people.
That is not that many.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see because I'm going back to uni, so we're still kind of all in contact and we're quite a big group, but like I'm really interested to see how many in the end it's going to be, because there's a few, the core group, where I'm like I could stay friends with them, but it could also kind of get even smaller than that and only be a few people. I don't know.
And people grow up, you know? Like, people kind of figure out what they want, who they want to be with. And honestly, I'm not trying to hang out with anybody that's, like, draining energy from me. Like, there are some people that, like... Oh, man, I have to think of this one specific situation. I was at an event in Munich for this, like, car brand and speaker brand. And then we were with these, like, some people. Like, I was with my girlfriend and we were with these people. And then this one girl pulls up who was on The Bachelor. And, like, I don't really know her, but, like...
The TV show, The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor. Yeah, she was on The Bachelor. And, like, my girlfriend starts talking to her. And they're getting along somewhat. And I'm standing on the side. And I'm just like, damn, she's got, like, such draining energy. Like, I'm really, like, exhausted standing next to her. And she's so loud and stuff. And then I just kind of realized, like, I'm at a stage in my life where I'm super picky on who I choose to spend my time with. And if there's someone that I don't want to spend my time with... Like, my girlfriend, she told me afterwards, like, yeah, I knew directly you did not want to hang out with her. Just because, like, I was not feeling it. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get a water. Do you want anything? Just to, like, get a break from the thing.
Yeah. It's like that woman in that pizza bar place we were at the other night. You remember?
You need to remind me.
We were sat
God. Oh, my God. It was just, oh, that was a whole other level, though. You want to tell the story?
Well, yeah, we were... what were we doing beforehand? We were just...
We went for dinner.
Yeah, we went for dinner. And then we were, like, out and about. And then actually we got hungry again later in the evening because we had early dinner. And so we went to this place which had, like, late night pizza.
Yeah, got a beer and stuff.
Yeah, really shit beer.
Really shit beer.
Really expensive beer.
Exactly.
It was completely... Yeah. The pizza was good, but the beer was shit.
And there was this lady.
Yes. There was this lady, or there was two groups, both couples, I think, were somewhat like hanging out with each other. And this one couple started chatting to this other couple. And this couple that started chatting to the other couple, the woman was...
severely intoxicated.
Yes, and probably, most likely. Yeah. I hope so, because it gives her some leeway to being the way she was. Because my God, we were sat there. First of all, so loud. We could barely hear ourselves.
So loud. And with, like, a voice that was, like, just really annoying. Like, like a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, I mean, she can do nothing about it, but it's just, like, it was over the top. And she was, like, making statements that were just not okay. And,
like, racist.
To a certain degree. Yeah. Maybe not racist, but ignorant, I would say. Yeah. Because, and it was annoying as hell. People like that, it's like, you know what it was?
What?
No respect for your surrounding, kind of like what's happening around you.
I think she just didn't even, like, realize how loud she was, you know? Just, like, no awareness of, like, social mannerism or something.
But I feel like sometimes, I'm not sure if... I felt like the reason her doing that wasn't being drunk. Like, I can, if you're really drunk, you kind of lose. I think people lose that ability of realizing what they're doing, like, or how that affects their surroundings sometimes. Suppose. But some people just without even being intoxicated, they just almost they don't realize what they're doing, and I'm like, there's just a lack of. Yeah, awareness, as you said, and I wonder where that comes from.
Damn.
Now we could get too deep into what was your upbringing, why does no one around you tell you?
Oh, yeah, but that's a whole conversation. Yeah,
tell you what to do.
But it is interesting to think, like, what is it about certain people that made them turn out the way they did? Like, what experiences did they, go through? You know, what was their environment growing up that had them become the person that they are? Like, what... You know, what type of stuff shape you? Like, if you got bullied early at a young age, how does that shape you in the long run, right? What is, like, maybe the approach you took to them being bullied at the time or something, like, could also vary from person
to person.
There's
so many outcomes, and you never know what can happen. A kid that gets bullied can turn out to be a bully themselves one day, or they become someone who wants to fight bullies. It's crazy. But that's a whole different topic.
That's a whole other topic. And we are at 30 minutes now. So I say we wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, that being said, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Know What I'm Saying. It's been a minute, but rest assured,
getting active again.
We're getting back into it. Yeah. We're going to see how it goes further, but it's ain't over.
Yeah.
That being said, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast to hear about whenever we come out with a new episode. While you're doing that, make sure to subscribe to our channels on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you're listening. And
have a good week.
Have a good week.